Tri-County Boys, a team that is familiar with Grundy R5. And if you're familiar with Grundy R5, you know that the opponent's a good one. The last time that the Mustangs played, they played Grundy on Thursday night, lost 68-37. Get another shot at the Panthers tonight. Tip-off scheduled for 6 o'clock. Back end of a varsity doubleheader in Galt. Southwest Livingston will be in Jamesport for the final home game of the season for the Mustangs on Thursday. And the Mustangs Monday, well, they'll play in the early one, 4:30 against North Harrison up at Districts at Mercer. Joined here by head coach Dylan Lowry. How are you doing today, Coach?
I'm doing well. We're in that last bit of the season, and the boys are pushing hard to make sure they're fine-tuning, getting ready for district.
I was looking at schedule from last week. You had two games, Mercer, Grundy. You fell a little bit short in both of them. We'll talk about those. Did you have another game on Saturday or no?
No, we played Friday night against East Harrison with a win, so got the consolation out of that tournament.
Gotcha. So there is a win there that's floating around there. You know, if you played three games since we talked last, let's talk about the win. Now, what went well for you against the Bobcats Friday night?
We kind of checked in and found a good way to score. We had our press get some good stops, but it's mostly on the defensive end. We're really kind of pushing that last bit of this season. Offense was the main goal the first part of the season. Now we're as defense all the rest of it. We had struggles scoring against Grundy, kind of stuff like that. But defense is what is winning our ball games and creating good offense.
Now, you think folks that are familiar with Grundy as you play the Panthers tonight, they know that they can score the ball, and you know, I think folks realize what a really good player that Corbin Axtell is, and they got a really good supporting cast around him. Aside from those obvious answers, Coach, what makes Grundy such just a kind of a difficult puzzle to kind of figure out for you guys?
Well, we usually can get out in transition. That's kind of been one of our biggest strengths for Derek Curtis, my guard, and they really focus on making sure they get back before you get a chance. So that's, we have to run set plays. We have to be controlled on the offensive end, and that's something that you don't see very many times. Yeah, they have good offensive caliber, but we kind of broke their press all right. We were able to get good stops in the first half. We were right there with them the whole first half, but then we stopped scoring the ball. They kind of focus on that. So that's where we worked on a lot yesterday, that you have to be composed, you have to be patient on the offensive end, and things will open up, but if you rush it, they're going to be there.
The other thing that makes it difficult, you know, I talk about this all the time, you have, as far as a talented basketball team, you have it, but you also have, you know, around Derek, you have a fair amount of youth, a couple of freshmen that play big minutes for you. Grundy has guys, you know, if you look at Corbin, who I mentioned, he's a three-year starter. They have most guys who are on the floor for them have at least 2 years of varsity experience, and that's a big difference between the two teams.
And that's kind of what happened the other night. We came out, we were scoring the ball well. We didn't have too many issues, but whenever you get to that second end, Grundy, they knew they just had to be patient, wait for their options, and my younger guys, they just kept like, okay, well, let's work a little harder. We'll get a bucket here. But sometimes you got to be patient on that offense. Wait for the opening to get there, not to force things that may not be available yet. And so that's where some of that seniority does pay off a little bit later on. But we've worked on it. I think we can hang with them, but we have to play a really good ball game to be able to hang with them.
I mentioned this yesterday on some of our shows, how you get to this point of the year and you get teams that really start to kind of separate themselves. You know, the Gallatin's a really good basketball team. Grundy is in that group. Green City over there is in that group. When teams of that caliber start to, you know, sense the finish line, where I see their game pickup is on the defensive end. I'm starting to see that separation between teams that just kind of really get it. And it's not that they're scoring the ball more. It's that they're really locking in defensively. Are you kind of seeing the same thing? And is it something that you're trying to ingrain into your young team that, you know, scoring the ball is great, but when you get to February, you better be able to stop people?
Yeah, because I've been saying that all along, that we need to keep teams under 60. That's just something we got to do, and we have to do that on the defensive end. We kind of tried to just outscore guys early in the year, and that doesn't stop them from scoring, just made it a scoring race. And so on the defensive end, we have to clue in. we're doing all right scoring-wise whenever we're checked in. It's just if you're getting scored on multiple trips, it's kind of hard to be motivated on the offensive end to be patient. So we're just kind of fine-tuning those little things, making sure we're heightening what we can do. And sometimes you don't match up well, so we have to kind of hide those flaws whenever you're on the defensive end and help each other out.
Southwest Livingston coming to your place on Thursday. Coach, have you seen the Wildcats this year? Do you have a little bit of a scouting report on them?
Don't have a lot based off of scoring-wise and stuff like that. We're pretty comparable, but it's one of those games that you don't see a lot of the same opponents. So it's kind of nice to have that polish what you've got, see what you can do against a team like that just before going to districts. And we've seen a lot of teams a lot of times, and I want to see somebody different, and that's what we have.
I would imagine, I don't have the bracket in front of me right now, but North Harrison, 4:30 on Monday. You're a 4 seed. They're a 5 seed. Am I correct on that?
We're actually the 5 seed in that one.
Okay.
So. But either way, excited to have that game. We've seen them a couple times, but I think we have a lot more in the tank, and we didn't play very good defense against them. I think that'll make a big difference for us.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that game.
And to be honest, you know, whether or not you're a 4 or 5, all that means is that you're wearing blue instead of white, right?
Yep, that's correct, and that's. I think we could have fought for one or the other, but at that point, it doesn't really matter.
No, it doesn't. And the winner's going to have to deal with Green City in the semifinals regardless, and we know what Green City is. With your team, Coach, especially with the young basketball team, do you really kind of hype up the fact that, you know, it's do or die and it's districts? I think the kids know that, but do you kind of, you know, turn on the pressure a little bit and see how your young team reacts? It's kind of a learning experience for them. How are you going to approach Monday?
Monday is one of those that we're coming out to leave everything on the line. I think a win in districts, whether you make it to the end or not, I think is a very big deal, especially in our program, because it took 10 years for us to get a district win last year, and to be able to do that back-to-back is still a pretty big deal. Green City is a tough one, but just to have a chance to move on is always a big accomplishment for especially a young team or just a small school like us.
Yeah, you know what they say too, you know, if you want to win districts, eventually you got to play everybody anyway. So North Harrison.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, North Harrison, Tri-County, that will start district play at Mercer. That is game one out of the shoot, 4:30 on Monday. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. Good luck over at Galt tonight.
Thank you.